autor populární série humoristických románů o smolaři Nickovi Twispovi. Americký spisovatel C.D. Payne do České republiky přijel kvůli projektu Listování. Welcome.
Thank you.
You once said that your books are more popular here in the Czech Republic than anywhere else in the world. How come?
Well, I like to think it's because this is an enlightened country with intelligent readers, but it could be just a twist of fate.
That's all you have to say about it. That's your assumption.
My books have also been published in other Eastern European countries, so it could be that the people are just as weird as I am, just as warped as I am, or just growing up under communism makes you appreciate my particular variety of humor.
We might agree on the fact that Czechs, maybe even other Central Europeans, tend to like heroes who are actually losers. Maybe is it your loser hero that strikes a chord here?
Well, my books are basically about people who get walloped in the face by life and then have to work their way out of it. So perhaps that appeals to people in Central Europe.
It's not your first time in the Czech Republic. What actually makes you come back?
This is my third time here, and this time I'm doing a tour with Listovani, and we're going all over the country for the next 2 weeks, and actors will be doing scenes from my book, and then I will be answering questions. And I've been trying to learn some Czech for the program. I can say mluvím česky, and I can also say nemluvím anglicky.
Anglicky. Oh yes, we can see that you
yes.
don't speak English at all. Is there anything else you can say in Czech?
I can say prosím, mm-hmm. and děkuji, and ahoj.
Oh, that
so
do.
Far, yeah.
Now let me ask you why you actually chose to write comic novels, not in a different genre.
Well, that was pretty much the only thing I had any ability to do. I like stories that don't take life too seriously. So I like stories that are amusing. So I thought that I would give it a try. And so in 1989, I started writing about this weird kid named Nick Twisp. And I followed him up until the age, he's now 54. And he's had lots of adventures, and we've met some other Twisps along the way. And it's a fun family to write about because they don't have much restraint on their impulses, and they tend to be interested in sex, which is sort of a good combination for fiction, I think.
But you mentioned repeatedly in several interviews that Nick Twisp is not you, even though he's the main hero. So who is this guy?
Nick Twisp is not me. Nick Twisp would probably be me if I were a little less inhibited. So I didn't do much rebelling as a youth, and now I'm doing it through Nick. I'm sort of making up for lost time. And sometimes when Nick is no longer that rebellious, I have to introduce other twists that carry on the tradition.
But were you the one fooling around, or not at all?
Not very much. No, I was the one who the other kids hated because the teachers loved me.
And for what reason did they love you? Were you a good student?
I was kind of a good student, and I was an expression that we use, apple polisher. I don't know if you know that expression.
Is it the same as teacher's pet?
Yeah, something like that. So, and of course now I regret that. It's one of the things that keeps me awake at night, living a life of regret. But so anyway, it all comes out in my books.
Are you really serious when saying that you're living a life of regret? And if so, why? I may not ask you.
Well, very little that I say I'm actually serious about. I think I regret that I wasn't a little wilder and crazier as a young man. But I think that's a common regret of people.
And are you enough wild and crazy as an older man?
Not particularly, no. So I come to the Czech Republic every so often and I let my hair down and I have fun with audiences and I tease them and we have a good time.
You grew up in Akron, where teachers liked you, as you said. It's a Rust Belt city in Ohio that suffered when manufacturing jobs disappeared. What was it like to be a child in there?
Well, I was a child, fortunately, before all the industry left. So it was a city with a good tax base, and the schools were good. And it was, I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. The industrial cities in Akron had lots of immigrants from Central and Southern Europe. So
this didn't make you wilder than you were?
I don't know. My grandfather was a coal miner, and I think we were just happy that we weren't working underground, so we just made the best of it.
University in Akron is now offering a course on Donald Trump. Would you sign up for it?
I would sign up for it only to give the opposing view, I think.
Which would be?
Well, in this Listovani tour that I'm doing, I regret that we're not going to Montenegro because I was looking forward to shoving people around, which is what Americans do these days. It seems like whenever you get two Americans together these days, the conversation always turns to Donald Trump. He's a big topic of conversation. And of course, I live in California that voted overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton, so we don't think too much of the guy there. And
well, it's not that his politics do not have an impact on Californian inhabitants.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah, that's true.
For.
Yeah. In California, we call him Putin's revenge. So we've learned that it really doesn't pay to get on the wrong side of the Russians. I think perhaps the Czechs know that as well. But
well, he tends to have quite a large support among Czechs, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, in America, the Trump voters love him. He can do no wrong. You know, he's going to take away their health care, and they'll say, fine, we can take an aspirin for our cancer. We don't need to see a doctor. It's really an unusual phenomenon.
You actually studied European history at Harvard College. What made you interested in it from, you know, a young American man perspective?
Well, I didn't know too much about Europe. It's not a big subject that's taught in Akron, and I just wanted to know where we came from, and so I took a wide range of courses at Harvard in history, and I still read a lot of history, and some of my books are written from visiting another time in history. For example, this one, my latest book, takes place in Ohio in the summer of 1949. And in a strange coincidence, I was born in Ohio in the summer of 1949. And then my book about this book takes place in 1957. I like to visit other periods in time, and reading these books, you sort of get a perspective of how things have changed.
And to what extent do you then live in the present? Do you, for instance, follow what's going on in Europe in these days or last months and years?
I follow more, say, what was going on in 1200, I think.
Okay, so no Brexit at all?
Oh, well, I was following that, yeah.
And do you have any opinions on these European current issues, or do you feel like this is maybe not your topic to be?
Well, of course, I was against Britain leaving the common market in the European community, but, you know, I don't really have a horse in that race, so I'm not sure that how many Americans really follow that, but
That's precisely why I was asking you, because you studied European history.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I think what goes on in Europe certainly affects America and
vice versa.
And vice versa, yeah.
Are the times we're living through right now good for a writer of humorous novels?
Yes, I think so, assuming we all survive. I think it's certainly something that some of us never imagined would be going on. And it has its amusing aspects, certainly.
We speaking of the American president?
Yes, certainly the comedians in the United States are having a fun time with our president. And I tend not to write particularly topical humor, but...
Is there anything else that amuses you right now?
Going on in the world?
For instance, or outside the world, I don't know where exactly you think you're living.
It amuses me to see the division. Well, it seems like the world is getting divided into two camps. This doesn't exactly amuse me, it concerns me. But in any time when you have these serious issues going on, there's always the lighter side that you can turn to. And that's sort of my business.
And speaking of serious issues, have you ever tried writing something serious?
Well, I worked in advertising for 15 years, and that was certainly serious. We were trying to compel people to, this was before the internet, to pick up the phone and order a product. So I did that, and I think I burnt out on serious writing at that time.
So as an author, you will never be serious again?
I certainly hope not.
Okay, C.D. Payne was my witty guest today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.